Affordable housing, childcare, and the environment were among the issues that the public wants to see addressed in the new official plan, OP, although it could be a long wait for changes. On Thursday night, Stratford City Council held a special public meeting to initiate the five-year review of the OP, a legal document that guides growth and development in a city. Originally adopted in 1993, Stratford's current OP was last amended in 2015, and approved by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs the following year. Stratford resident Jason Davis brought up two key components he would like to see in any amended or new OP: housing and childcare. According to the latest statistics on the rental market from Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, Stratford's rental costs increased 23% in 2022 from the previous year, the largest jump of all the municipalities sampled by CMHC and much higher than the Ontario average of 6%. Davis said the city's housing and homeless plan used to state affordable housing as 30% of a household's gross income. Now, the definition has changed to be 80% of market value, which comes from the province of Ontario's Community Housing Renewal Strategy. Davis advocated for the previous definition of affordable housing to be used when reviewing the OP. Childcare is also important to Davis. Without his son getting into the licensed childcare facilities in the county, which he has been on the waitlists for, his costs are $1,000 a month. When you add up rent costing up to 30% of income and then similar in childcare, we're talking about a working class that's left with very little money to help the state of the economy or local businesses. Other residents brought up ideas and concerns. For example, Will Wellington advocated for new housing to be less restricted by heritage values. Sharon Collingwood advocated for the One Planet Living Principle, a framework of 10 principles that focuses on sustainability, to be better used by the municipality. Although Mike Sullivan started by taking issue with the way such a meeting was advertised, saying that it was not enough notice for such an important document, Mayor Martin Ritsma reminded him that discussion for the public meeting had to revolve around planning. Sullivan turned to a number of topics, including climate considerations. We need to be serious for the city, about the city's goals to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 30% in the next 6 years, Sullivan said. That's a big number in very little time. That's 5% a year. What are we doing to do that? Our official plan should be designed in Stratford in such a way that that happens, automatically, that it happens as a result of the policies and processes that are being put in place. We've heard and we've listened, Adam Betteridge, Director of Building and Planning Services at the City of Stratford, said at the first public meeting on the official plan review. More discussions are planned in a year-long review process. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today. Adam Betteridge, Director of Building and Planning Services at the City, said that the work is by no means finished after the public meeting. It is just getting started. I really hope that the public and council isn't planned out, because this is another roll-up-the-sleeves endeavor, where there's a lot of input here, a lot of interest, and a lot of information here, as we shape a new official plan for the City of Stratford moving forward. Matt Rodriguez, of consultant WSP Canada Inc., gave an overview of what the organization is reviewing. There are five focus areas, including Stratford as a growing city, a cultural city, a connected and mobile city, a sustainable city, and a green city. These are broad themes, Rodriguez explained, but as the review gets underway, specific discussions will take place for each of them. He estimated that by this time next year, Q4 of 2024, a brand new or amended OP will get final approval. Next steps are to advance a land needs assessment, which will be conducted in 2024. This is going to be a very important process, Betteridge said. Tonight's meeting is one where we've taken notes, we've heard and we've listened. After the public portion of the meeting, Count. Bonnie Henderson asked a few questions, some following up on points brought up earlier by members of the public. Henderson asked if it was possible to enshrine a policy on affordable housing in the OP, where a certain percentage of homes built have to be affordable. Betteridge said there is still quite a bit of information up in the air at the moment. From there, it's about using the tools in the Planning Act to allow council to do that. Rodriguez concurred, saying that the tools at a municipality's disposal are limited and they are getting more limited. It's certainly our intention to have those definitions of what affordability is, what affordable housing is, Rodriguez said. Henderson noted the large turnout and the many residents that packed the gallery at City Hall. As one of the more experienced members of council, she said that it was one of the most comprehensive reviews of the op. I was really excited by how many people came forward tonight expressing views and the different ideas. And I know there's a lot more in our city, that they can be involved in this and be part of this.